1969. Jazz Record Requests was presented by Alan Shipton, and it returns at the same time next Saturday, 5 p.m. And with more jazz, a good deal more of it, here on Radio 3, in just a moment.
An Italian operatic take on Tudor England. Monday Night Opera on 3 brings you what Donizetti called his opera of the emotions. A tale of love and deceit, royalty and romance. The story of a queen and the ill-fated object of her desires. Put the history books away and see Elizabethan England through Donizetti's eyes. Opera on 3, Roberto Devereux. Monday night from 7:15 on BBC Radio 3.
This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, on digital and online. It's 6 o'clock and time now for Jazz Lineup, presented this week by Julian Joseph.
Hello. On today's programme, I'll be joined by award-winning Irish vocalist Christine Tobin. Christine Tobin, and listen out for an interview with Christine, plus a world-exclusive first play of a brand new track hot from the studio from her forthcoming album, A Thousand Kisses Deep, featuring the music of Leonard Cohen, later on the show. Also coming up, music from Jamaican pianist Monty Alexander, saxophonist Dennis Baptiste, with music inspired by Martin Luther King's historic I Have a Dream speech. A track by Man of the Moment, Armenian-born pianist Tigran Hamasyan, from his new recording Shadow Theatre. But first up, celebrating his 65th birthday this year, is UK saxophone giant Stan Saltzman. Stan is a favourite with musicians of all ages, and likewise with audiences of different generations. There's a warmth and singular identity in his playing, and here he is with the Neon Quartet, and this is Ruskin's Retreat. The Neon Quartet with Ruskin's Retreat from the album Subject that was composed by and featured saxophonist Stan Saltzman. And you can hear Stan and his quartet when they play London's 606 Jazz Club on November the 6th. And he's also playing at this year's EFG London Jazz Festival with his Neon Orchestra on Friday, November the 15th at the Purcell Room as part of his 65th birthday celebrations. Staying with the jazz festival, Jamaican pianist Monty Alexander comes to London on November the 19th with his Grammy-nominated Harlem Kingston Express, combining the sounds of jazz and reggae. So from his latest album, Uplift 2, this is Got to Go, and listen out for all the different moods he travels through. Thank you. The fresh and energizing sound of the one and only Monty Alexander on piano, and Got to Go from the album Uplift 2, Higher. Hanson Shakur was on the bass and Fritz Landsbergen was on the drums. The album is out on the JLP label and Monty Alexander plays the London Jazz Festival on November the 19th at the Barbican. Also on the bill is British saxophonist Courtney Pine with his Caribbean project House of Legends. Talking of saxophonist, Dennis Baptiste marks the 50th anniversary of Martin Luther King's historic I Have a Dream speech and takes to the road with his Let Freedom Ring suite. Here he is featuring the voice of Booker Prize winning author Ben Okri.
We must not think ourselves victims, disadvantaged, held back because of race, color, creed, education, class, gender, religion, height. Those who transcend their apparent limitations are greater than those who apparently have little to transcend. We'll be right back.
Dennis Baptiste from his Let Freedom Ring suite, released on the Dune record label in 2003. And Dennis takes his suite in tribute to the great Dr. Martin Luther King on the road. He'll have a 13-piece band with gospel choir, the poetry and voices of Ben Okri and Lem Sissé, plus a live video mix by Yeast Culture. He has dates coming up at the Harrow Arts Centre on November the 21st, and there's also a date for early next year at Truro's Hall for Cornwall on January the 18th. Well, from theatre of one kind to another called Shadow Theatre and the new album from Armenian pianist Tigran Hamasyan. The album is out on the Verve label and is a kaleidoscope of sounds and rhythms well thought out and executed. This is Erişte.
Oh, no.
pianist and vocalist Tigran Hamasyan and Erishta from his new album Shadow Theatre. Tigran is a talented pianist with a unique musical point of view and well worth checking out at the London Jazz Festival at the Queen Elizabeth Hall on the 19th of November. Also on the bill is Swiss vocalist Elena Dunnell. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Julian Joseph, on FM, online and on digital radio. Next up, I'll be joined by my very special guest, vocalist Christine Tobin. From the album Secret Life of a Girl, this is Camille. From the album Secret Life of a Girl, that was Christine Tobin and Camille. And I'm very pleased to say that Christine Tobin joins me in the studio. It's lovely to see you, Christine. How are you?
I'm well, thanks.
Well, welcome. Secret Life of a Girl, I love that record. It's so beautiful. And we're going to get into your music and what your motivations are in a moment. But you just recently won the Herald Award, which is an award at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. Tell us a little bit about that award and what it means to you winning it.
Well, it's the Herald Angel Award. It now means I'm officially an angel. No, it's by the Scottish paper, The Herald, and they give out awards for shows and performances that they consider of excellence and outstanding quality. So I wasn't actually aware of the awards, going up to Edinburgh. So it was a tremendous boost, and I was absolutely delighted, and it came like a bolt out of the blue.
Well, one of the reasons you were recognised was because you're doing a series of songs by Leonard Cohen. This is something that interests you. You take the music or the words of people who interest you and you formulate something of your own. You put your own imprint, your own stamp on it. I've watched this in many of your records, and the one we just heard, Secret Life of a Girl. It's almost like you're creating plays. Am I right?
I don't sort of think about it that way, mm-hmm. but words are really, really important to me. Mm-hmm. And someone like Leonard Cohen, who's mm-hmm. he's a great poet, mm-hmm. And some of his songs are like mini plays, mm-hmm. Mini dramas, but there is the depth of poetry in them. And I find that a great tool. I like to sort of flesh that out and colour it with maybe changing some of the chords, changing some of the backdrop, the structure, mm-hmm. And giving it a different setting. So usually I change the music around quite a bit, and I suppose I am using the words to fuel my imagination for that, to get the correct colour of sound and create a particular world, how I interpret his words. But I'm a huge Leonard Cohen fan. That's just like putting, it's like a big feast of words there.
Well, what drew you to his words in particular? I know you've done projects on Yeats, and this is something that you're attracted to, particular types of poets. And what do you think that is?
I think there's an incredible romance to Leonard Cohen. Mm. There's a real searching for the truth as well. I heard Leonard Cohen when I was about 10, maybe even a bit younger, because I had older siblings and the records were in the house. And I remember being really captivated by a very deep voice, and being captivated by that when I was a child. And I used to sing along with him, and they were quite sort of obscure, dark words to me then. I didn't know what I was singing about, but I wanted to be part of that world. I was just intrigued by it. And one of the songs, it's called You Know Who I Am. And I used to sing that when I was about 10. So it's quite nice to record that in a way, because I put on the liner notes in the CD that his songs are kind of like old friends to me. I feel like they're kind of people that have been around my life, and you draw on them for inspiration or whatever, or for comfort from time to time. So they're kind of like old friends. Mm.
And how does this feed into your expression as a jazz vocalist? And you're constantly reworking music, and I get this great sense of originality or this great sense of identity from what you do, that it's not, you're not merely sort of singing, and it's merely is the wrong word, because singing standards is a great art in itself. But you bring more to the table, and there's a melodic identity to what you do. So how does that all feed in?
I suppose I don't I don't identify with any particular style, you know, and I find it hard to put a label and say exactly, you know, when people say, what kind of music do you do? Mm-hmm. I always say, when I started to learn about music and explore music, I started listening to jazz. So I feel like I cut my teeth on jazz, if you know what I mean. Mm. And I've learnt loads about harmony and rhythm and all kinds of stuff from jazz and jazz artists and listening and going to gigs. But because there's a big part of me, you know, words and music are of equal importance. You know, and as a singer, that's the thing that I... You know, only a singer can sing the words. You can't do that on an instrument. So I think it's of huge importance. To have something of substance there is very important. And then because I like a rich palette of music as well, you know, and I listen to a lot of instrumental music. So I want that to be part. I want it all. I'm a greedy angel.
Well, I'm going to be greedy because you and I are going to do a song together. What are we going to do and why have you chosen this song?
It's a beautiful old standard. I actually heard Diana Ross do a version of this when I was in my teens. But of course, it's been recorded by Ella and Billy and all the great jazz singers. And it's a great song.
Well, let's make our way over to the microphone and to the piano. And... this is Little Girl Blue.
When I was very young, the world was younger than I. As merry as a carousel, the circus tent was strung with every star in the sky. Above the ring I love so well. Now the young world has grown. Girl. blue boy, just a cheer, little girl blue.
Wonderful Christine Tobin performing with me here in the Jazz Lineup Studios, and I had the great pleasure of accompanying her on Little Girl Blue. Thank you, Christine.
Thank you. Pleasure to play with you.
That kind of performance, it's bare, everything is out there. How much do you enjoy doing things like that?
You mean like a voice and piano duo?
Or voice and guitar duo, or just voice? Do you ever do just voice?
I do sometimes in a set. I used to always open the first tune in my sets. I would do solo.
Yeah.
And I found that was quite a good way to get the audience's attention straight away, really get them focused, mm-hmm. Because it's just the solo voice. But yeah, I mean, I do quite a lot of duo work. I did that album with Liam Noble, mm-hmm. Tapestry Unraveled, a few years back. Mm-hmm. And I do quite a lot of work with Phil Robson, the guitarist, my partner. Mm. We work together. And a lot of the gigs we're doing with the Cohen, although it's five of us on the record, it's double bass, guitar and voice. And so that's a pretty intimate sound as well.
It is, yeah. It's very exposed.
Yeah, it's nice to have that space, you know.
Well, you very kindly brought in your recording, A Thousand Kisses Deep, the title of the Leonard Cohen project, which doesn't come out till next year, right?
That's right, spring next year.
Well, fantastic. And the tune we're going to hear is called Famous Blue Raincoat. Tell us a bit about that.
Famous Blue Raincoat is a song of Leonard Cohen's that comes from his album Songs of Love and Hate, and that came out in 1971. And this song is written in the form of a letter to Leonard Cohen writing about him and Jane, his partner or his wife. And it seems that Jane has had an affair or been involved with somebody who appears to be Leonard Cohen's best friend. And he's writing to him to say, you know, how's it going? But then all this stuff comes up. So it unfolds in this letter. And it's sort of, you get the feeling that he still likes this person, but he hates him as well. And kind of that his relationship has had it. There's no Anyway, that's the way the song. It's sort of like it's a bit of a soap opera in there, but it's intriguing and beautifully written, and I love the song.
Well, with a world exclusive first play on radio, especially for Jazz Lineup, this is Christine Tobin with Leonard Cohen's famous Blue Raincoat. And Christine Tobin, thank you so much for coming in and speaking with me.
Thank you, Julian.
It's 4 in the morning, the end of December. I'm writing you now just to see if you're better. New York is cold, but I like where I'm living. There's music on Clinton Street all through the evening. I hear that you're building your little house deep in the desert. You're living for nothing now. I hope you're keeping some kind of record, yes. And Jane came by with a lock of your hair. She said that you gave it to her that night that you planned to go clean. Did you ever go clean? The last time we saw you, you looked so much older. Your famous blue raincoat was torn at the shoulder. You'd been to the station to meet every train, and then you came home without Lily Marlene. And you treated my woman to a flake of your life. And when she came back, she was nobody's wife. Well, I see you there with a rose in your teeth. One more pin, gypsy thief. Well, I see Jane's away. She sends her regards. And what can I tell you, my brother, my killer? What can I possibly say? I guess that I miss you. I guess I forgive you. I'm glad you stood in my way. If you ever come by here for Jane or for me, well, your enemy is sleeping and his woman is free. Yes, and thanks for the trouble you took from her eyes. I thought it was there for good, so I never tried. And Jane came by with the lock of your hair. She said that you gave it to that night that you planned to go clean. Sincerely, L. Cohen.
Christine Tobin and Famous Blue Raincoat from her forthcoming album A Thousand Kisses Deep, and a world exclusive for us here on Jazz Lineup. Christine Tobin is on tour singing the songs of Leonard Cohen with guitarist Phil Robson and bassist Dave Whitford. They'll be playing tomorrow night, November the 3rd, at Bickerton Village Hall. Then they're at the Angel Inn in Kingsland on November the 9th. The tour continues throughout November with festival dates included at the London Jazz Festival at the Southbank Centre at the Purcell Room on the 19th of November. For this date, the band will be joined by Hugh Warren on accordion and Adriano Adewale on percussion. And for more info on all things Christine Tobin, check out the link on the Jazz Lineup page via the Radio 3 website. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Julian Joseph, on FM, online and on digital radio. From one of the UK's major vocal talents to the legendary drummer Lewis Hayes, whose distinguished career puts him at the forefront of some of the greatest bands in the history of the music, including significant stints with Horace Silver, Cannonball Adderley and Oscar Peterson. He has led many celebrated bands of his own, and the Timeless Jazz Legacy label releases a recording from 1994 featuring saxophonist Javon Jackson, Kirk Lightsey on piano and Essiet Essiet on bass. This is Fee-Fi-Fo-Fum. We'll be right back. Louis Hayes and Company with the Wayne Shorter classic Fee Fi Fo Fum from the album entitled The Super Quartet, out now. Well, throughout November, Jazz Lineup will be out and about recording concerts, including performances at this year's London Jazz Festival. So look out for those over the coming weeks on the programme. My colleague Claire Martin will present an evening of music with the BBC Big Band featuring Australian multi-instrumentalist James Morrison at Seven Oaks School next week on November the 6th. For more information on those recordings, it's worth checking out the links on the Jazz Lineup page. Well, congratulations are in order for former BBC Radio 3 New Generation Jazz artist Shebaka Hutchings, who recently won the MOBO Award for Best Jazz Album. So, something from the new Sons of Kemet album. This is The Godfather. Thank you. The clarinet of Shabaka Hutchings and his band Sons of Kemet playing The Godfather. The rest of the group are Oren Marshall on tuba, Seb Roachford on drums, and the producer of the album, and also on drums, Tom Skinner. The album is called Burn, and their label name must be very happy with Shabaka and the boys' win at the Mobos. Huge congratulations again from all of us here at Jazz Lineup. Now to another new release from the prolific Whirlwind Recordings label, and this time in the name of guitarist Romain Pilon, who has a strong supporting cast in Jameer Williams on drums and label chief Michael Janish on the bass. This is Twombly.
Thank you.
Guitarist Romain Pilon and Twombly from his new album Colourfield. Michael Janish is on bass, Jameer Williams is on drums, and the album is full of flawless fine playing and is a great listen. Saxophonist Walter Smith III plays throughout the album and completes what becomes an impressive quartet. Well, from the guitar trio to vocalist and daughter of DG Bridgewater, China Moses, who comes to London to play three nights at Ronnie Scott's Club. This is Why Don't You Do Right?
Make a fool of you. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out of here and get me some money too. You're sitting there wondering what it's all about. You ain't got no money, they're gonna put you out. Why don't you do right like some other men? We'll be right back.
China Moses and Why Don't You Do Right from the album Crazy Blues out on the Universal label. And China Moses plays Ronnie Scott's Jazz Club from the 4th to the 6th of November with James Pearson on piano, Alex Davis on bass, and half of Empirical on sax and drums. That's Nathaniel Facey and Shaney Forbes. And staying with the impressive roster at Ronnie Scott's Club, if you happen to be in the London area, you might be lucky enough to catch bass superstar Dave Holland, who appears at the club tonight for one night only with pianist Craig Taborn, Eric Harlan on the drums, and guitar great Kevin Eubanks. This is The Watcher. We'll be right back. sound of Dave Holland on bass and The Watcher, composed by guitarist Kevin Eubanks. Craig Taborn was on keyboards and Eric Harland was on the drums. The album is called Prism and full of variety with extremely strong performances from a very compatible ensemble. Prism is out on the Reignited OK label. Well, that's almost the end of the show, but remember, plenty more jazz with Jazz on 3 on Monday nights at 11. This week, new music by Reeds player Paul Dunmall and his sextet. And on next week's jazz lineup, Claire Martin will be previewing this year's London Jazz Festival in the company of writer Sebastian Scotney, plus music from BBC Radio 3's new generation jazz artist, saxophonist Trish Clues, recorded at the Vortex Jazz Club in London. To sign off with tonight, something brand new out on the Cardiff-based Edition Records label from Finnish ensemble Odorang. Their latest album is called In Cinema, and the music was originally written for four independent films and has been adapted and sculpted for presentation on this album. This is Introducing. From me, Julian Joseph, till next time, bye-bye.
That was Introducing by the Finnish ensemble Odorang, ending this week's jazz lineup. The programme was presented by Julian Joseph and produced in Glasgow by Sushil K. Dade. As Julian said, the programme is back at the same time, 6 o'clock, next Saturday evening. Very good evening from me, John Shea. It's 7:30 this Saturday evening here on BBC Radio 3. Time for Radio 3 Live in Concert, which tonight comes from the Barbican Centre in London. It's introduced by Christopher Cook.
We have a double debut here tonight. Zachary Oromo makes his first appearance here at the Barbican Hall as the BBC Symphony Orchestra's new chief conductor. And he brings with him the world premiere of a new BBC co-commission from the French composer Tristan Murail. The two other works in Oromo's debut programme are Shostakovich's brilliant concerto for piano, trumpet and strings. His fellow Finn, Olli Mustonen, is the piano soloist with the Russian trumpet virtuoso Sergei Nakaryakov. And after the interval, there's Mahler's First Symphony. But first, Tristan Murail's Reflections Reflet. Murail's bilingual title defines what the composer intended in this new piece, reflecting upon sentiments, situations and objects, including earlier compositions by Murail himself and composers he admires, Debussy and Stravinsky, for example. At present, the work has just two movements, each about 10 minutes long, but Murail aims to add more in time, as he's done with a recent chamber work. Murail is one of the original spectralist composers, a compositional process which involves studying and manipulating images of sound spectra through computers. His music concentrates on the sound of instruments, pitches, colours and combinations. And in this work, several of the wind and brass players are tuned a quarter tone flatter than the rest of the orchestra, producing rounded, bell-like sounds. The first movement's bilingual title is Spleen, Quand le ciel bat ses lourds, the opening words of Charles Baudelaire's famous poem from Les Fleurs du Mal, which is translated in tonight's programme book as When the low and heavy sky presses like a lid on the groaning heart. Murail's slow music reflects the mental anguish of the poet, with the bells of the fourth verse of the poem ringing out furiously at the end. The second movement is fast and virtuosic, high voltage, haute tension. This is what Murail himself says about it.
It's like two different kinds of psychological states, no? Emotions. But at the same time, it's a piece that relates to this feu d'artifice genre, fireworks genre that you find in several pieces. Of course, Debussy again, Stravinsky, even Handel. I wanted to try and write a sort of a musical feu d'artifice, which is a sort of an orchestral challenge for me. I'm looking in more and more for a more versatile way of writing for orchestra.
The composer, Tristan Murail. That applause is for the guest leader of the BBC Symphony Orchestra tonight, Elise Bortness. Acknowledging the applause of both the orchestra and the hall. Here now is Zachary Oromo to conduct the world premiere of Tristan Murail's Reflections Reflets.